Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to calm the spirits of the American people as we look forward to the challenges ahead. Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, former member of the United States Congress. Attorney General Ellison is speaking right now on additional charges on the death of George Floyd. Here is the Attorney General of Minnesota.
Parallel federal color of law investigation. I have heard directly from the leadership of the Department of Justice that there is full support for her leadership in pursuit of her investigation. And as she put it so well, one team, one goal, one mission. I agree 100%. As I said earlier, I think Mr. Floyd's family, I think, and I can speak for Mr. Freeman and I jointly thank them, along with U.S. Attorney McDonald. We thank the community for their patience and allowing us the time and space we need over these days to lay these charges. As it is so hard to do, I now ask for continued patience. This case continues to be under investigation. We will not be able to say very much publicly about the investigation, except that we encourage anyone who believes that they have evidence in this case to come forward and to be cooperative with the investigation. As we develop the case for prosecution, we will not be able to say very much publicly about it, because our job is to seek justice and to obtain a conviction, not to make statements in the press, but to do our talking in court. So I ask for your patience again while we limit our public comments in pursuit of justice. I also ask for your trust that we are pursuing justice by every legal and ethical means available to us. I also want to add a word of caution. The investigation is ongoing. We are following the path of all of the evidence. Wherever it leads, we are investigating as quickly as we can because speed is important. We're also investigating as thoroughly as we can because being complete and thorough is critically important, but it takes time. The reason thoroughness is important is because every single link in the prosecutorial chain must be strong. It needs to be strong because trying this case will not be an easy thing. Winning a conviction will be hard. In fact, County Attorney Freeman is the only prosecutor in the state of Minnesota who has successfully convicted a police officer for murder. And he can tell you that it's hard. I say this not because we doubt our resources or our ability. In fact, we're confident in what we're doing. But history does show that there are clear challenges here, and we are going to be working very hard and relying on each other and our investigative partners and the community to support that endeavor. To the Floyd family, to our beloved community, and to everyone that is watching, I say, George Floyd mattered. He was loved. His family was important. His life had value. And we will seek justice for him and for you, and we will find it. The very fact that we have filed these charges means that we believe in them. But what I do not believe is that one successful prosecution can rectify the hurt and loss that so many people feel. The solution to that pain will be slow and difficult work of constructing justice and fairness in our society. That work is the work of all of us. We don't need to wait for the resolution and investigation of this case to start that work. We need citizens, neighbors, leaders in government and in faith communities, civil and human rights activists to begin rewriting the rules for a just society now. We need new policy and legislation and ways of thinking at the municipal, state, and federal levels. The world of arts and entertainment can use their cultural influence to inspire change that we need. There is a role for all who dream of a justice that we haven't yet experienced. In the final analysis, a protest can shake a tree and can make the fruit ball fall down. But after that fruit is in reach, collecting it and making the jam must follow. The demonstrations and the protests are dramatic and necessary, but building just institutions is more of a slow grind, but equally important. And we have to begin that work as well. We need your energy, and we need everyone's help right now. Thank you very much.
That was the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota. That was Keith Ellison. And you probably have followed aspects of Keith Ellison's career. This obviously is a moment for him as someone from the black community in Minnesota with roots there. I remember I was speaking of him very critically during his time in Congress. He was the first member of Congress ever to be sworn in on a Quran. And I know that that was a point of some contention. His mother, who's Christian, called in and to the show, and she was very proud of her son, Keith. I am sure if she is alive and well, I don't know that she is, that she's very proud of him now, because that statement was about as effective as it can be. Jeremy, what is the announcement? Have they announced what charges they are seeking? Third-degree murder charges against the other three cops and second-degree against Derek Yeah, I believe that is the case. In other words, they're all going to be facing very, very serious legal consequences for the horrific, horrific encounter that wasn't necessary, had no sense to it at all. And I think that is what sickens so many Americans about watching that video with George Floyd. The one thing that I want to recall here is Rodney King. Because with Rodney King, for those of you who maybe your memory's a little bit hazy, Rodney King was drunk. And he was speeding in his Hyundai, and it was an old Hyundai. It's not the newer models, because that was back in 1991. In any event, Rodney King was in a high speed chase. He had gone as much as 106 miles an hour, and the police officers stopped him, the four officers, and he resisted arrest, clearly, and then they, after this high-speed chase, they completely unforgivably beat him, and beat him with batons and seriously injured him, and he stood trial, and the initial trial for the officers, they were acquitted. Because they had overcharged. Later, they were convicted on federal civil rights charges and went to jail. But the Minnesota Attorney General, Keith Ellison, has confirmed a murder charge against Derek Chauvin has been elevated to second-degree murder. And the three other officers, Tao Thao, Alexander Kuang, and Thomas Lane, will be charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder. We will bring you more on the latest and the reaction to these new developments and new developments politically as well on the world scene and here in this country. We'll be right back.
Michael Medved.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It is difficult to fully comprehend some of the atmosphere in this moment in which we are living, in which the emotions are so raw and the outrage is so extreme that there are actual real-world casualties. Okay, I'm just going to share this story with you, and I don't know the principles involved. I don't, but I can feel for all of them on all sides. It's something I heard about yesterday, and I couldn't believe it, and wanted to look into it. There's a sportscaster in Sacramento who is the longtime TV broadcaster for the Sacramento Kings. And he was fired yesterday because of a Twitter exchange. And let me just share the Twitter exchange with you, and then we'll go to the public statement by the media company, Bonneville International, that ran the station, KTHK, in Sacramento. He'd been co-hosting a show on AM radio with former Kings player Doug Christie, and then broadcasting on television. He's dropped from both. Here's what happened is there is a DeMarcus Cousins is a former Kings player who's been critical of the broadcaster Grant Napier for some years. And he had sent him a tweet. And he'd sent him a tweet saying, "What's your take on BLM?" meaning Black Lives Matter. Okay. So Napier responded, "Hey, how are you? Thought you forgot about me. Haven't heard from you in years." And then he wrote in all caps, "All lives matter. Every single one, 3 exclamation points. That was his response. It cost him his job. And DeMarcus Cousins posted, "Napier's response was expected." And a former Kings forward named Matt Barnes then called Napier a closet racist. In response to criticism from another Twitter user, Napier then said he apologized if his comment came across as dumb. He said, "I've been doing more listening than talking the past few days. I believe the past few days will change this country for the better." Well, one can only hope so. The statement from the broadcaster, which is very direct, it says, in a public statement, Bonneville International announces its sports talk outlet, KHTK Sacramento, and longtime Sacramento Kings play-by-play voice Grant Napier has been severed. In addition to no longer handling Kings broadcast, Napier loses his afternoon drive program on KHTK. This comes after Napier, in a Twitter back and forth with former Kings player DeMarcus Cousins, stated all lives matter. They don't even include the every single one. Napier apologized, but less than 24 hours later, his status with the radio station changed. Bonneville says, quote, "We were saddened by the comments Grant Napier recently made on Twitter. While we appreciate Grant's positive contribution to KHTK over the years, his recent comments about the Black Lives Matter movement do not reflect the views or values of the Bonneville International Corporation. The timing of Grant's tweet was particularly insensitive. After reviewing the matter carefully, we have made the difficult decision to part ways with Grant." It's a tough moment. Again, did he make comments about the Black Lives Matter movement? No. He was asked about it, and he said, after greeting DeMarcus Cousins, who he hadn't heard from for a while, he then made the point that, all lives matter, every single one. The world is deeply, deeply sensitive, but I'm not sure what direction this goes to or what it all amounts to. Brent in Kirkland, Washington. Brent, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, hi, you're on.
Oh, hi there. I got bad reception. Sorry. Hey, listen, I'm going to say something, and I'd like to take your reply off the air. I heard Ellison speaking, and my blood literally ran cold when he was talking about how hard it is to convict a police officer. What I think is going to happen after all this stuff they're doing is teed up to get Biden elected. We went from the best economy ever, the lowest unemployment ever. Everybody's happy. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's locked in their houses. They're rioting. Everything's a mess. They're trying to convict all white people on what one cop did. And now, Ellison, I think what they're going to do, save this comment, I think they're going to push for a swift trial. They're going to let a couple of these cops off right before the election just so they can start this rioting all over again. Thanks for taking my call.
I don't think it's planned out that way, but it might turn out that way. The reason I had brought up the Rodney King was because I think that Keith Ellison was very smart by trying to tamp down expectations. In other words, what happened with the Rodney King riots was in the first trial of the police officers, and again, the second trial, the federal trial, they were convicted. In the first trial, everyone was so much expecting a conviction that there was this outrage when it didn't come through. I would be very surprised, Brent, if the way things work in the criminal justice system, if they could bring these people to trial before November, because they all are entitled to a defense. I think that the police union will probably help with the defense of these officers. And it's going to take a while, which is why Keith Ellison was asking for patience. Look, for the American people, there's no question this election is important, but I don't believe that the virus and the lockdown or the current urban unrest that we're suffering are really the product of some kind of conspiratorial effort to bring President Trump down. There are lots of people who actually believe that the riots may help re-electing President Trump. We'll get to that argument and that presupposition and results, some surprise results of two elections yesterday. Both of them very, very good. I'll tell you why coming up on the Medved Show.
Become a Medhead and receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economist Kevin Hazlitt says the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic has put the country in a position for a strong recovery. Hazlitt, pointing to the ADP job report that was released on Wednesday that shows 2.76 million jobs were lost in May when many forecasters had expected 9 million jobs to be lost. Hazlitt saying the ADP number suggests that we're at a turning point. all of the police officers who were present during George Floyd's death will face charges. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is also increasing the charges against Derek Chauvin to second-degree murder as opposed to third. The other three officers are expected to be charged as well. Chauvin was taken into custody Friday and, if convicted of second-degree murder, faces a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Good news about elections. I mean, first of all, the elections news, big news is that a lot of places were emphasizing mail-in ballots, and apparently that went fine. There was no real problem with it, and that's encouraging. This is both Republican and Democratic primaries. And there was a very good result, particularly in New Mexico, and I took real pride in this because one of my least favorite public figures in recent years has been Valerie Plame, who has traded on the fact, and you may remember who she was, she was celebrated in a movie where she was played by Naomi Watts, and Sean Penn played her husband, Joe Wilson. She was married to a former U.S. ambassador who had been asked to conduct had been tasked with conducting a mission to Niger, and that was to look at whether Niger had in fact provided some yellow cake uranium to Iraq. Do you remember this whole thing? And then it turned out that it was the Assistant Secretary of State, Richard Armitage, had mentioned to the press that that the reason that Joe Wilson had been selected for that assignment is because his wife worked for the CIA. She was not working or endangered in any way at the time, but it became a huge deal that a special prosecutor, Scooter Libby, who was a chief of staff to Vice President Cheney, actually went to prison over this. And Valerie Plame, since that time, and that, of course, was back in the Bush administration, so it's before 2008, Valerie Plame went on to become something of a celebrity on her own right. And yes, she's very glamorous, and she was played by Naomi Watts in the movie. She's also a poisonous, toxic anti-Semite. and she was running for Congress as a very liberal Democrat. She was going to come to Washington and clean up all of Washington from the likes of Donald J. Trump. And you should see some of the ads that she was running at her New Mexico congressional campaign. Anyway, she lost the primary. And she lost the primary huge, despite the fact that she outspent her opponents many times over. It's a very good sign when Valerie Plame loses the primary. And by the way, when I say that she's an anti-Semite, I don't say it lightly. She had tweeted out with approval an article from a neo-Nazi publication that said that American Jews are responsible for all of America's wars, and that every time a Jew appears on TV, he should be identified as such, same way you'd identify dangerous rat poison. I think that counts, right? She then explained, oh, no, it couldn't have been. I didn't really read it before I tweeted it out, but she initially defended it. And in any event, she's gone, lost big time. And speaking about somebody with racist comments and losing an election, Steve King, who is running for his 10th term in Iowa. Last time he just barely survived. He had a very strong conservative opponent who was a state rep who beat him and beat him by 10 points. And Steve King now gets the retirement which he richly deserves. You may remember he was basically pulled away from all his committee assignments because of the stain that someone like Steve King, who had a history of extremely troubling comments, the stain that that brought to the Republican Party. So good results in two different primary elections, one in Iowa, one in New Mexico. Jerry, in Renton, Washington, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Michael, I listen to your show a lot, but I'm a little troubled today because it sounds like you don't believe all lives matter.
No, of course I do.
Why don't you say that, Michael? This is the reason this guy can get fired for what is obviously a ridiculous thing, is because people do not stand up and defend him. We let the world fall apart because one guy did something really egregious, or four guys, and stupid, but we don't stand up for the good guys, so they continue to fall.
See, the reason I didn't want to go, because I don't know that situation at all. My assumption is there's some kind of backstory there, because I cannot imagine that they would fire someone who was doing well and had a good relationship with the team and had a good relationship with the country. I can't imagine they would fire him if all he said was all lives matter, every single one. That is not a hate-filled comment. And I think for anyone to believe that it is, it is just wrong. I think one is still allowed to say that all lives matter does not contradict the idea that black lives matter. And to insist that black lives matter, that's true, but all lives matter is not true? Whose lives don't matter? That would be the question that you would ask immediately there. Look, yes. The reason I'm not speaking about it further, Jerry, is because it's one of those stories where I expect more will come out at some point. But I don't know. Right now, I just feel for the guy because I don't think he intended to say anything that was meant to be disrespectful in any way. Jerry, I appreciate it. And by the way, I'm glad I was speaking before about the fact that there were some citizens, ordinary people, who were armed and prepared for any violence that did not occur in Renton, partially because normal citizens took matters into their own hands and defended their places of business and their homes. Nothing happened bad. Not in Renton, at least. Appreciate your call. Let me get back to a poll. We were talking before about polls that show the sense of America being ahead on the right track, wrong track. Okay, they're low right now. Most people see everything that's going on around us, lockdown and pandemic and racial strife. It doesn't look very good. However, the same poll, Monmouth poll, which is supplemented what was in that morning consult poll, which I talked about, asked the question, how satisfied are you with your local police department? Are you very satisfied or somewhat satisfied? Or are you somewhat or very dissatisfied? Okay, among college-educated whites, 73% were satisfied, only 9% dissatisfied. A little bit more dissatisfaction with non-college-educated whites, but still only 14%. Hispanic, Asian, 18% dissatisfied. How about blacks in the Monmouth poll? How satisfied are you with your local police department? And this is amazing. 72% satisfied, 17% dissatisfied. In other words, despite the supposition and the argument that you keep hearing and again and again and again and again about the oppression and the, you have to take sides. It's either you're for the police or you're for the African American community. 72%, according to this poll nationally, say they're satisfied with their local police departments. Okay, what about those losers, real losers, who are justifying looting? And one of them will Pulitzer Prize win. Ha! Wait till you hear. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Some of the people who have been speaking out about the monumental sweeping change that allegedly we are required to undergo in the aftermath of the genuine public outrage and to some extent appropriate public outrage in the George Floyd killing. What's not appropriate is violence. What is not appropriate is looting. Is theft. It really does amaze me that people seem to be utterly willing to talk about taking a private property and try to justify it. And that's particularly true for people who have a lot of private property that you'd think they would want to protect. That's comes under the category of hooray for Hollyweird.
This would give me another decade of not having to behave myself.
Hooray for Hollywood.
I'm the king of the world.
He's super Coney Hollywood.
Okay, one of the things that happened in Hollywood was yesterday was Blackout Tuesday. I didn't know until after the show yesterday. I was contacted by a number of people emails. Oh, why were you on the air yesterday? What happened to Blackout Tuesday? Okay, Blackout Tuesday was supposed to be an online anti-racism campaign originating in the music industry, which spread across every corner of the entertainment world, though not to the Michael Medved show, and to social media yesterday, creating a groundswell of solidarity and much disagreement over its effectiveness. Well, the effectiveness wasn't that much because I hadn't even heard about it. Okay, Blackout Tuesday was a response to the killing of George Floyd. The internet campaign was aimed at supporting the goals of Black Lives Matter and amplifying the work of black musicians, black filmmakers, black writers, and other black creators. It grew out of a call for the music business to stop entirely for a day. That was under the hashtag, the show must be paused, and to take stock of its obligations to black artists and black communities. Organizers of the show must be paused initiative sought to clarify things with a message, Please note, the purpose was never to mute ourselves. The purpose is to disrupt. The purpose is to pause from business as usual. Okay, if you notice something like that, well, then you were paying very close attention. Major entertainment companies looked for ways to participate that also lined up their business missions. On the landing page of streaming music service Spotify, the heading In Solidarity introduced a Black Lives Matters playlist featuring songs of empowerment and pride. That menu ranged from James Brown to Killer Mike. Now, not quite on the level of James Brown and Killer Mike is Don Cheadle. He's an Oscar-nominated actor. He's a very gifted actor. But he came on MSNBC, and however talented he is as an actor, I don't think that necessarily carries over to his analysis. Listen.
At a time when, you know, people want to talk about looting, but on the other hand, they don't want to talk about $1 trillion tax cut that went to the richest 1% of this country. But let's have the holistic conversation about this. Really be honest about where we are and how we got here.
Okay, first of all, there was no $1 trillion tax cut. It did not go exclusively to 1% of the country. And secondly, okay, can someone explain to me why should you be talking about, if you're condemning looting, does it make sense to say, yeah, looting, hey, yeah, but what about the tax cut? I mean, one is legal, one is illegal. Doesn't it matter? And the problem with looting is not that it just takes property. It destroys lives. If you look at some of these people, this is one of those things where, I will say I got a little bit of blowback because we had rock star Greg Tomlin on. Greg had very nobly, 2 days in a row, gone out in the morning to help clean up after riots for people who had been impacted. And we played a little tape from a private business in Bellevue, Washington that he had gone to, which was a cigar shop. Now, I'm not a fan of smoking. I don't think smoking should be encouraged. But for goodness sake, I can have sympathy for somebody who is legally conducting his cigar business and then sees his life savings and his life's work and his business and his source of support for his family destroyed. Ashton Kutcher put up a media on social media, and he goes on quite a journey. He's also an actor who can be very good. He was good in the Steve Jobs movie that he did. But here is Ashton Kutcher trying to explain to us why the phrase "all lives matter" is so toxic and unacceptable. Listen.
So on Saturday, I posted a blackout of my social media channels and just posted BLM. And a lot of folks responded, "All lives matter." And I want to talk about that a little bit because I don't think that the people that are posting "All lives matter" should be canceled. I think they should be educated. We all agree all lives matter. But I had a really poignant experience tonight when I was putting my kids down to bed that lent the words for why Black Lives Matter. So usually Mila and I put our kids to bed, we read them a book, and our daughter always gets to go first. And tonight, as we were reading her book, my son says, "Wait, why don't I get to go first?" And Mila said, "Because girls go first." And he said, "Yeah, but boys go first." And I looked at him, I said, "No, girls go first." And I said, "You know why girls go first? For you and me, girls go first. And the reason why is, for some boys, girls don't get a go at all. And so for you and me, girls go first."
Does everyone understand this? He he goes on, maybe this will help in our comprehension, because he wants to educate us, remember? Go on.
So when it comes to Black Lives Matter, I think what folks that are writing All Lives Matter need to understand is that for some people, Black Lives don't matter at all. So for us, Black Lives matter. So while you may have the best intentions in saying all lives matter, remember, for some people, Black Lives don't matter at all.
Okay, for some people, Hispanic lives don't matter at all. For some people, Asian lives don't matter at all. And you know what? For some people who are haters, white lives don't matter at all. Ashton, that's not a sufficient explanation. And for goodness sake, he's talking about, why wouldn't the right response have been from his beautiful wife, Mila Kunis? Decent actress, too. But wouldn't the right response have not been, no, girls go first? Wouldn't the right response have been, well, girls go first tonight, and boys will go first another time? And again, the intensity when he talks about, for some people, Black lives don't matter at all. Does that hatred exist in the United States? Of course it does. Is it common? It is not. And by the way, the majority of Black people know that. And they know it about police departments. That's stunning material, which shows that it doesn't matter what race you are, Asian, Hispanic, white, Black, college education, no college education. Most people, over 70% of every racial group, believe, feel satisfied with their local police departments. And maybe we ought to keep that in mind. And feel some thankfulness, not just for all of the blessings we have in this country, but specifically for those people in law enforcement who put themselves on the line every day for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.